Thank you to Ben Nicholas for setting up this program as we just wrapped up Capital Calls. And it's time for Bruin Buzz. Hope that everyone's having a fantastic Friday morning. And we've got newly hired Bartlesville Athletic and Activities Director Ryan Huff alongside. We kind of just threw you into the fire. Good morning, Coach Huff. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
So approved by the board, was it a week ago Monday? Is that right?
Yes.
So this
yes.
was kind of your second-ish week on the job?
Yep, yep. Last Monday night, I was approved by the board and kind of starting some duties in the athletic activities office starting the next day. So it's just kind of been thrown into it, but it's been exciting. I'm really looking forward to this opportunity and just been in visiting with different coaches since then.
Absolutely. I'm glad to have you with us here this morning, and we'll be doing Bruin Buzz with Mr. Huff every Friday morning at 9:45 here on K1, just like we had previously as well. And let's talk a little bit about your background before we kind of get into what you're doing right now in the athletic and activities office. You're the principal at Central Middle School right now, so I know you're kind of splitting your time. I think mornings at Central and afternoons at the high school, getting used to some athletic stuff, correct?
Yes, yes, yeah.
And then how long have you had that position? Kind of just run through your background.
Yeah, yeah, not a problem. Well, I started my teaching career in Claremore, Oklahoma. So I was teaching there for 6 years. And while I was doing that, I was also the assistant baseball and football coach there. Awfully fortunate to be around some successful programs there, winning a couple of state championships. And then I was also involved in the Legion program. I also spent 1 year at Dewey Public Schools, where I was the head softball, head baseball coach in Dewey. And then finished up in one more year in Claremore. Got my master's degree through the University of Oklahoma in 2007, and then became assistant principal at Central. So I was 4 years on that job, and then whenever Miss Chancellor took another position at the high school, then I was moved up to the principal's position and been doing that for 6 years.
So let's see, that's about 10 years you've been back in Bartlesville,
ten
correct?
Years. 10
Absolutely.
Years, yes sir.
That's great. And then prior to that, you graduated from Langston, is that right?
Yeah, I got my undergrad through Langston University in elementary education. And that was usually whenever coaches get into that field of education, it's more of the secondary education line. But I started out being a paraprofessional teacher's assistant in Claremore, and then so that's when I figured out that I wanted to be in with the elementary students. So taught 5th and 6th grade in Claremore, and then moved up to the junior high my last year. And then of course when I was at Dewey, I spent 1 year at the high school level.
And prior to that, where'd you grow up? Where are you from?
Grew up in Cleveland, Oklahoma, which is about 45 minutes west of Bartlesville. Great community, loved growing up there. My parents still live there, brother still lives there, and so we have a chance to get back
sure.
quite often. Parents can see the grandbabies.
So you're up here, you've been up kind of a northeast, northern Oklahoma boy for quite a while then.
Yes, I have. Yes,
10
I
years
have.
Back in Bartlesville in that year in Dewey, mm-hmm. and now you're splitting your time at Central Middle School and at the athletic department as well. Athletic and activities director, kind of a new deal for someone in your position. I know that we've ran an awful lot of news stories on that, and obviously we've talked with Mr. McCauley about that as well during his program that he does with Charlie here on K1. But from your point of view, what's going to change from just an athletics director that maybe people would be used to that follow Bartlesville High to now a athletic and activities director?
Sure. Well, I'm not going to hop in to, look to make major changes, because what we have going on in the athletics and activities side, we've got great people there. We've got great programs, successful programs, with a lot of tradition. This past week, my main goal is to bring in as many people as I can just to develop the relationships, because they may know of me, I may know of them. But I wanted to get to know them on a more personal level and just basically figure out, first off, let them know that, I'm there to support them. Whatever they need, I'm going to do everything that I can to get them what they need. But also, how can we better help each program. So it's been really great for the past week, getting to know everybody. Right now, splitting both positions, as you stated, in the mornings I'm doing principal duties over at Central Middle School, and then in the afternoons I'm going over to the athletic office.
Makes a busy day.
It does make a busy day. So I did get to spend a full day in the athletic office on Wednesday, and I had meetings from 9 to 5 o'clock, you know, meeting with various coaches and getting to know them better. But you know, that's one of my big things, is just building relationships. There's with anything that anyone does, there's a trust aspect that goes into that, and I want to get to know them get to know me, so that, you know, if there's any issues, anything that comes up, they will feel comfortable to walk through the office and have those conversations with me.
Talking with Ryan Huff, Athletic and Activities Director at Bartlesville High School, here on K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3. Bruin Buzz airs every Friday morning from 9:45 to 10 on K1, and of course also online at BartlesvilleRadio.com and streaming to your mobile device on the Bartlesville Radio app. You mentioned that you coached baseball. What else? Did you play any other sports in high school?
Well, Cleveland High. Yep. I participated in football and basketball. So I tried to keep myself as active as possible. And with the small school, Cleveland, at the time, whenever I was going through, it was Class 3A. They bumped up to 4A right now. There's opportunities for me to be a part of different things, and so that was something I enjoyed to do.
That's great. And of course, you said you coached baseball at Dewey and then at Claremore as well. And baseball, your favorite sport?
Baseball is my favorite sport. Yep. I am a diehard Cub fan.
I'm sure that didn't hurt with Mr. McCauley either.
It didn't. That's something that we talk about quite a bit. Currently, I've got my World Championship sweatshirt on, and it's Cubs kick off the season Sunday night, 7 o'clock, against the St. Louis Cardinals.
That's right. So I know they're right here on K1.
Good. I know there's a lot of diehard Cardinals fan. It was good to get that World Championship after 108 years.
Charlie will have to duke it out with you when he gets back from vacation. He's kind of our resident Redbird up here.
Yeah.
And of course, we carry Cardinal baseball here on K1 throughout the summer. So looking forward to getting that started on Sunday evening. It's amazing to me, and it's interesting when you look at Major League Baseball will put out kind of a fan demographics thing by county, based on every county in the country, on Facebook likes and Twitter follows and social media stuff, what county kind of is painted what color as far as Major League Baseball. All of Kansas, for the most part, except for some areas out in western Kansas that are the Rockies, is all Royals. The majority of Oklahoma is the Texas Rangers, and then there's this weird pocket of Washington, Osage, and Nowata County that is the St. Louis Cardinals, and I think that K1 probably has a lot to do with that, because this station and then also our sister station 100.1 KYFM has a long, long history of carrying Cardinal baseball, and we'll still be doing that this summer.
Good.
So you'll be able to hear your Cubs on the air every once in a while over the air here on K1 with Mike Shannon and John Rooney and the Cardinals Radio Network. Where else? And you said you graduated from Oklahoma for your master's. So are you a Sooner as far as in-state stuff goes?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm a Sooner fan.
And, we won't hold that against you too bad, I guess.
It's growing up, seeing the Sooner teams compete in different sports. It basically started obviously with football, and then when Kelvin Sampson took over, right. And I know he had his issues running some programs there, but he did have some great teams with that, and then Lon Kruger's doing a great job right now with the basketball program. But just carry on with my educational aspect. I'm currently going through the doctoral program at Oral Roberts University, cool. And so I'm smack dab in the middle of my dissertation. So hopefully
something
by this,
else to do,
yes, it is. Yes, it is. So hopefully, by this time next year, I'll be close to graduation,
being
close to Dr. Huff on that. So that's the goal. And I've got a wonderful wife and four kids that have
say
supported.
Hello to them.
Yes, I am. Yeah. And my wife Cindy, I think she's currently listening right now. And four kids. I've got two girls that attend Kane Elementary, and then two boys that are at Wesleyan Kitty College right now. And so, you know, with this job, I know it's going to be a lot of time. And so it was important to me to make sure that that my family was on board with this, with all the activities and athletic events that were going to be occurring during the school year. And so I wanted to make sure that they were on board, and, you know, I got their blessing and so pursued it. And I am ecstatic to be in this position and moving forward.
Absolutely. Ryan Huff, Bartlesville Athletic and Activities Director, was approved by the board a week ago Monday, and he's splitting his time at Central Middle School, and he'll be up here on Friday mornings with us on Bruin Buzz throughout the spring, and we'll continue to get to know you and talk about athletics, because we've got a lot of stuff going on. I know that soccer and track and tennis all played today. Obviously, the baseball team's going on, and a lot of distance runners will probably win some events at that track meet today because of how well Bartlesville High has done with distance running the past few years. And obviously Aaron Epperson with tennis went undefeated and won a state title last year. So a lot of positive things to talk about sports with Bruin Athletics. We'll be talking about over the coming weeks here on Bruin Buzz. Mr. Huff, we appreciate you coming in. Looking forward to getting to know you and talking with you every Friday morning.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me. I'm looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Ryan Huff, Bartlesville High Athletic and Activities Director here on Bruin Buzz. 47 degrees, that'll do it for the program this morning. We've got news coming up at the top of the hour.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.